Helms with Hey Hey. So check them out. More great Christian
Those
rock.
Are some sophisticated foyer. Lyrics there. Hey Hey.
That's very Beatlesque. Beatlesque.
Beatlesque.
Beatlesque. Ah, I knew I'd get a right valve eventually.
You didn't get it right. I did.
Oh. Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad Face. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right. All right, today we're going to hear from you. You, me and Faith are just going to leave the room and let you talk. So, have fun. Enjoy yourself. Be entertaining.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand, it's all right.
Yeah!
I wonder if you got the cat.
What?
You think you ran over the cat?
Oh, you mean Wilkerson?
Uh-huh.
Nah, I don't know. We'll have to...
He seems like the type.
Hey, that's not nice.
You run. Well, you call him the Mermont. That's not like a friendly thing.
Not the Mermont. He's on a mountain. A mountain of myrrh.
That's what you call him.
The Mermont. Not the Mermont. It's not a state by New Hampshire.
It's Vermont.
He's a vermin. He's a vermin too.
See, you have this love-hate relationship with him. The Mermont.
It's mostly hate. No, I mean, it's mostly love.
What the heck's a Mermont?
Mermont. Mermont.
I don't know what that is.
It's a ground squirrel.
Oh.
The squirrel that don't climb trees. In other words, there's something wrong with them.
Oh, well, okay.
Gotcha. Okay, Brad and Faith. I just called in, but apparently it was too long, so I'm going to try this again. Speak a little faster.
So, you know, if I had someone...
Just because you don't have enough time doesn't mean you should want to talk faster.
Dan is going to solve this problem for me.
Okay.
Supposedly. And I've got Stevine volunteering in the backup if Dan gets tired of doing it. So
oh, okay.
I'm very excited about this.
All right. When I mentioned bells, it was a different type of bell. I did not mean like handbells. I meant the kind of bell where...
Are we still on bells?
We're still... We can't get away from the bells again.
I mean, come on. It's bells. How many different shows can we do about bells?
Apparently, a lot.
The bottom of the instrument goes out. Compared to the rest of the instruments, totally different. All right, now the Chris and Judy show, I'm feeling that. I don't know if Chris is up to it, but I could definitely do that.
The Chris and Judy show, it already has a name.
It already has a name, there you see.
The Chris and Judy show.
Of course, you're going to need to have a Chris and Lottie Daw show, too. And Brad, I did not know
you. No, I've decided to match Lottie Daw up, because mm-hmm. after we did, she did Grace Junkies with us last week.
Mm-hmm.
Or whenever that was. And I've lose track, we're so far ahead now. Anyway, she did the Grace Junkies show with us, and she was great.
Mm-hmm.
She was great. I've decided to match her up with somebody. I think Judy and Chris would be a good combination.
You're the matchmaker now.
Well, I'm not setting people up
on
dates.
You start
here.
Singing Fiddler on the Roof.
No.
At any moment.
No, it's just podcasts, people. This ain't the Blind Squirrel Dating Service. Although Luke and Stevine would make a very interesting podcast.
They would.
I don't think it even would be airable. It'd be
very interesting.
You took piano. I myself have taken piano for 7 years, but I still stink. And
I took piano.
She said she stinks?
Yeah, she said I took piano. So she was commenting on the fact that I took piano.
So did I.
She took it for 7 years and still stinks.
We took it for 3 years and neither of us can play anything except for chopsticks. I can do what was that? Dun, 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 I can do that.
Oh yeah, you don't even know what it's called.
I don't
even
know what it's called.
I apologize for the piccolo because as you may have found by now, all of my calls are high pitched, so you may just want to hang up. Except for this call, because in this call, I'm going to refrain from high pitched noises, squeals and squeaks.
Aw. But that's the fun.
That's all fun.
Faith really enjoys the looks on my faces when you make my eardrums crack. So that's fun. When we make fun of you, it's because we're enjoying the call. You have to understand that it's... Yeah, okay. Everybody. All right.
All right. Brad, when you joined in on how great is our God, Faith, you're going to love this comment. I continued in my own key, and you were off. All right? Faith was right. You were flat.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. What was I? Say that again.
I'm going to have to re-examine this whole taking calls policy.
Play that again. Play back.
No, I don't.
Play it back.
I continued in my own key, and you were off.
All right, wait for it.
Right. You were flat.
Did you hear? Play back.
Yeah, it's so rare that we got to call attention to it 4 or 5 times. I'm not playing it again.
All right, and then Chris and I do know each other. We met in 7th grade in German class. So
one time in band camp.
So we've been pretty good friends for a while, too. So in addition to that, I did call Chris a nerd. But I think we're good enough friends that I'm not only allowed to, but I am entitled to.
Well, wait a minute. I took German.
I've heard from Chris since that call, and you're not. So
Listen, I'm part German, right? Because my maiden name was Geiwitz.
I need to tell her I was kidding about that.
Whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, so wait, this is my German.
What?
Okay, I know more German than I know piano. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun,
zehn. Stop! You can't talk that way on the show! Stop it! Turn the mic off!
That's what I know. I can count to 10.
All right. Is that what you were doing?
Guten Tag.
Stop it.
There you go.
You can't say those words in the show. What are we doing?
We can't speak in tongues. We can't speak in German.
Judy was talking.
Oh.
And the time I called at was 10:43 p.m., which is ironic because right now it's 10:34 p.m.
Go to bed.
What are you doing?
Go to bed.
Don't you go to school in the morning?
What is wrong with you people? Go to bed.
Unless it's 7 in the morning, then don't go to bed. If you're listening to this, then.
No. She said it was 10:30 at night. 10:38.
Yeah, but all the other people who are listening. It's not.
What's wrong with going to bed?
At 7 in the morning?
No, not at 7 in the morning. 10:30 at night. 10:30 at night. Go to bed. Everybody needs their beauty sleep.
Yes, we do.
Beauty sleep.
Okay, let's not take the beauty sleep right now.
I wish I was in bed right now.
Let's not do that right now. Let's listen to Judy. Hey.
What? Oh. Oh.
Funny. And my parents did not wake up because they're used to sleeping through the piccolo, seeing as how I play it all the time.
Sleeping through the piccolo. Another set of words I never thought I would hear again. The evening is full of surprises. No, not usually, but yeah. The other day I actually typed into the machine. I typed chocolate milk and poop, which my fingers had never typed before. They didn't cover this in typing class. They were very confused because what are you doing over there?
I can't find my pen.
Well, good. Stop hitting it on the table.
I didn't hit it on the table. I quit doing that because you said it was annoying.
It was annoying.
I haven't done that.
Okay.
I'm spinning it in my fingers.
Oh.
See? And I lost it again.
Well, don't go after it. Stay up here with me and have a show.
Judy was talking.
Yes.
And we're not supposed to be talking. This isn't our show.
Sleeping through the piccolo.
Okay, piccolo.
Sleeping through the piccolo.
Go.
Gracie, this is for you. I'm sorry my calls are so long. And then one final note. Never play a woodwind or brass instrument with a chocolate tongue. All right? The sugar will eat away at the pads if not properly cleaned.
What did she say? Chocolate tongue? Is that what she said?
Yes.
You could buy flavored like reeds now? Is that what she's talking about?
No, I said chocolate tongue. She said chocolate tongue.
Oh.
And I said chocolate tongue.
Oh, okay.
But now she's telling me why you can't play one of these instruments with a chocolate tongue, because the sugar would eat away at the thingamaboppers, and the thingamaboppers would slap up against the whatchamacallits and make a horrible noise.
Okay.
But it didn't matter because I still have a chocolate tongue. So what would I care?
Or little bugs may take up residence in your instrument and they will eat away at the pads, which is a kind of expensive job to repair. Just so you know, it'll totally...
So you've done this then?
Apparently.
Apparently.
You ruin your instrument and that's not fun. So.
Well, you're sleeping in your piccolo. Come on.
What?
What? Didn't she say she was sleeping in her piccolo?
No.
Oh. What'd she say?
Not that.
Oh.
Yeah, that's basically your serving of duty. Have fun making fun of me. Bye.
I will. I will. And I wish more people would call in and so that I can make fun of them too.
That's your goal.
That's my goal.
What's next?
Thanks, Judy. Don't know. Oh, hold on. I got to turn the volume up or you can't hear what they're going to say. I don't know who this is. So we're going to find out because I don't have an intern.
Hey, Brad. It's me again, John.
Hey, John.
For two reasons. Number one, in my last call, I forgot to plug my website.
Wait a minute. There was a last call.
What?
There's a call before this call.
You said in my last call.
Yeah. So there must be one before this.
Oh. That's a very good point.
Look for the phone number.
Ha! Had you fooled, didn't I? Me, John. Had you tricked. You couldn't figure it out. You think you're so smart, Brad. You think you know. See, I went into silent mode for a while. Now I'm back. I'm back. And I'm not going to leave you alone.
You know, I like silent mode.
You know what?
What?
I understand why you called the Mermot.
See?
I get it,
man. See? Not so easy to know when he's in silent mode.
Uh-huh.
But now, I understand. Chocolate rain. He did the chocolate rain to me.
Yeah, that's scary.
Which I kind of figured out because I was listening to his shows.
Mm-hmm.
Since Chaz made this really cool toolbar, I can listen to everybody's shows very easily now. And so I was catching up on a few of his shows. And he actually played one of his other songs, The Internet Dream. Remember Internet Dream?
Yeah.
And he played that. And I'm like, oh, I bet it was him that called in. And sure enough, there
he
go.
Crazy. These places are insane.
Is he possessed?
Was that? What was that?
Is he possessed?
I think so. I think we have a possessed Mermot.
You say Mermot.
These places are insane.
What on earth is wrong with him?
You say Mermot.
No, Mermot.
No, but when you say it, it sounds like Mermot.
That's because your ears are stopped up.
They're not stopped up. Who's calling me now?
Hold on, everybody. All right, we were, sorry, the phone rang. We had to get that. We were listening to the Mermot. Mermot.
Mermot. Doesn't sound right that way. I'm saying Mermot.
Okay. Listening to him, and he is a very intelligent geek. He has a very intelligent show called JesusGeek.info,
mm-hmm.
and where he expounds Christian, you know, doctrine. But he also talks about homeschooling and geek news and stuff like that. That is technical news. That is very, you know, very intelligent and very it's just a good show. It's just a good kind of highbrowish type of show. And that's a sample of what you'll get. What's wrong with him?
That was the first call.
I guess so.
Okay, so what's the next one then?
The other reason I'm calling is because I believe in the past I made a statement that you should not sing on the podcast ever again.
What has he got against my singing?
The same thing we all have against it.
What are you saying?
It's not good.
What are you saying?
It's not good.
Look, 90% of singing.
Yeah,
is
we know
just
your theory. We all understand your theory, but that doesn't mean it's good.
Bon Jovi couldn't sing. Didn't stop him from making $1 million.
Seriously. You're still going to say that Brian you Adams? Sing as good as John Bon Jovi.
Bon Scott couldn't sing. AC/DC lead singer.
Seriously. At least he could stay in tune.
He screamed in tune.
Well, it was in tune.
Are you saying I'm not in tune?
Scream for me.
I'm in tune.
Scream a song for me right now. Go.
Okay. Putting on the spot here. I think of a song.
I had to do a machine gun. You get to scream.
Okay. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? How's that?
Totally off key.
Well,
that's the difference between you and him.
I don't understand.
You don't scream in tune either.
I can't be in key and in tune all at the same time.
You need to stop the madness.
That's just too much. What was he saying? Oh yeah.
Well, I just want you to know that there are going to be rabid, zombie, eagles and all other kinds of animals that are going to descend upon your home.
Did he say rabid zombie eagles?
He did.
Rabid zombie eagles.
He did.
That's a very interesting concept. I'm
going
to write that down.
Yeah.
Rabid zombie.
You know those weird, eagles. Ugly ducks that live in our ponds?
Are those rabid zombie eagles?
I bet you they are.
Home and chew your body into itty bitty tiny pieces.
Is he putting a curse on me?
I think so.
That's not biblical.
No.
For singing. So you just said it's going to happen one of these days.
No, he's not. He's prophesying.
Oh. So,
it's gonna come
that's the difference.
And eat you for singing.
Curse,
like
prophesy.
That. You just need to stop, okay? Stop. Don't.
Stop.
If I stopped, there would be no show.
Stop singing. You don't sing all the time.
I can.
No, please don't.
It could be the Brad Faith singing show.
Oh, Lord.
Don't sing again. The only time you're allowed to sing is at church, because there you're allowed to make a joyful noise.
Yeah, but then he's standing next to me singing.
Hey, you're going to put a complex in me or something. I love music.
Uh-huh.
All right. But, you know, on the podcast, let's stay away from the joyful noise, okay? No more joyful noises on the church.
Whitman said that I should shout my joyous yop from the highest mountain, and I will do so. Yop! Yop, people! Yop! There. All right. Sorry about that. Got a call from our daughter. She's been the night over at a friend's house, and she's having trouble getting to sleep. All right. So where was we?
On joyful noises in the church. See, it's just so bad.
See, I was doing my joyful yop.
Yeah, the yop.
Yes, the yop.
It's got me confused. Joyful noises in the church, no joyful noises on the podcast.
I can make joyful noises anytime I want on my podcast because it's my podcast. Thank you.
All
call up here and boss me around. Tell me when and when I cannot make joyful noises.
All right.
I'm a joyful person. I don't make joyful noises. Mm-hmm. They may not be in tune or key or rhythm or melody or harmony or whatever, all those weird words you artsy people use. But nevertheless, yops.
Okay. My brain is destroyed now. I don't know.
That didn't take much.
I know.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to have to go listen to some Pavarotti or something.
What'd he say?
An Italian singer. It's okay.
You gonna eat something?
Huh?
I had some Pavarotti the other night at San Remo.
Yeah.
It was really good. It had cheese in it, uh-huh. Right in the middle, with some sausage on top with a nice, like a meat sauce.
Yeah.
It was good. I love Pavarotti, especially with the meat sauce. Good stuff.
Or maybe something else, somebody who really knows how to sing. Even better than I do. I mean, I'm not that great of a singer, but I'm rambling again.
Actually, he's a very good singer.
He is very good. I enjoyed it.
He did the Christmas thing.
Yeah.
Christmas songs, and it was very good.
I'm not going to ramble. It's the caffeine, and it's like midday. Normally, it's weird off on it. Oh, no. I got a Mr. Pibb. That's why. Anyway.
Mr. Pibb
the problem.
Is not Dr. Pepper. This is why I hate you. Okay. We need one more thing going on.
Yeah, one more.
Another call from Helen, or from the mom who's keeping Helen. So so we got John Wilkerson saying that he's drinking Mr. Pibb, which is not
Dr. Pepper,
which is the problem, which is maybe his whole problem. I don't know.
I'm going to shut up now. I am. I'm quiet. Oh, by the way, Brian Bridges, if you're listening, dude, get in touch with me. I want...
What are we, like some messaging service?
Bye.
We're what a messaging this? Service now.
He's leaving messages for Brian Bridges on my podcast to call him.
Yeah.
This guy is out of control. I don't mind. We got Judy calling up, setting up podcasting shows with Chris. I don't even know anymore. I give up. I don't know.
What else is there?
One more. Oh, there was nothing on that one. And the volume is up, so that was just a blank. Somebody called from phone number.
Yeah.
From area code 406 and left me a blank message. Not nice, people.
We got hung up. Hung up on.
We did?
Uh-huh. They hung up on us. It's rude.
Okay, Brad. Apparently, I have to step in here and help you figure out how to organize these voicemail calls. So here's what you do.
Here we go. Here we go. See, you can't have a little.
No.
You can't get a little.
It's either all or nothing.
It's like, you know, you want a little salt on your tomatoes?
No.
Or you want all salt, little tomato. You know what I'm saying?
He's the entire salt shaker.
He's the entire salt shaker on your tomato. You can't taste the tomato anymore. Who's the tomato here?
I don't know.
All the calls that come in from K7, you send them to a Gmail account. Then, when they come in, because they're always coming from the same email address, you apply a label to them.
Yeah, I've done all that. Thank you.
Voicemail or whatever. And then, once that's done, you create a filter, which then uses that label. And then you'll have all the phone calls in the order that they came in. And here's the great thing. You see, Google Mail has a player that you can actually play the voicemail from. So that means you don't have to save the file to your computer. You can have them all in order by date. And then once you're done playing the file, you apply another label to it that says that it's already been played, and you make sure that in that original filter that you created.
This is more complicated than I got a headache.
I'm tired.
How smart does he think I am?
Tired. I think I'm having a heart attack.
He's making me tired.
I feel a tightening.
Anything that has the second label, which says play.
Oh, good grief. I got labels and filters and Gmails and folders and... My eye's twitching. Do you see my eye twitching?
I see it. He does that to you.
I'll draw big pictures with, you know, those big jumbo crayons for you.
Now I got crayons going on? You know, if you mark on your screen with those things, they don't come off very easily. You got to get some WD-40 and it's messy.
Or I'll create a video for you to show you how to do it.
Now videos? This is a podcast. It's an audio thing.
But, you know, it's not that hard, man. It's not that hard. Just use the tools that you have available. You're always talking about how great Google is this and Google is that. Well, get Googling and figure it out.
Why is he yelling at me?
No, he's very upset.
Wow.
Woo.
This is what I have to say to you, John. Listen very closely. Okay, turn your radio up because I don't want to make this clear. I'm not going to yell. It's not a trick. I just want you to hear this clearly, okay? So you're hearing this clearly.
Okay,
you got your radio up. You got your earphones in. Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's been the time of my life. You're my endless love. You're the inspiration. There. You happy?
I know the words you say. Not quite sure
I just wanted
about the rest.
I just wanted to sing some things to him so that I can express my feelings to him.
And he's your inspiration?
Yes.
Okay, that's scary.
I love John Wilkerson.
I know.
But I also wanted to sing it to him.
Yes.
Because
we understand.
Because I want him to have nightmares tonight about me serenading him from underneath a window with a guitar.
You could sing "You're a Hard Habit to Break."
You're a hard habit to break. I don't know the rest of the words. What? How the words go?
Let me remember.
Yeah.
Something. Chicago 17.
16.
17.
17.
Trust me.
25 or 624. That was 16.
Yeah. Let me think.
That's all. That's all I got. That's all.
I don't know the rest of it.
That's everybody that's called in so far. That's all I got for you.
Okay.
So
we're done.
I guess. Whoops.
What was that?
Wrong button.
Buenos dias, Ardias. Hope your day is going well. A saying by Catherine of Siena goes, make two homes for yourselves, my daughter, one actual home and another spiritual home which you carry with you always. Which brings to mind a couple of verses from Proverbs 30.
It's like a snail, right? You have a home and then you have another home you carry around with you.
Uh-huh.
Like a snail.
Gary.
Gary from SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we gotta do spiritual SpongeBob one of these days. That's gonna be cool.
31. First, verse 27. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. And then verse 30. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Women, according to Proverbs 31, have many seasons in their lives. But I do believe that the most important, the one with the most lasting value, would be the spiritual life that we make for ourselves and our families. For what better legacy can we leave our family but one of spiritual, of Christian living? Blessed day, all. This is Bonita Ardia sending you back to our super duper squirrel power couple, Brad and Faith.
Squirrel power couple! That's me and Faith.
Ready? In the form of?
In the form of a pail of water!
I don't know. What was she?
Some kind of flying animal.
She was always a flying animal. In the form of Dumbo!
I don't think she ever picked that one.
I could pick it.
You could pick it, but I don't think she ever picked it.
Did you know they're playing reruns of that? Super Friends?
Super Friends?
Uh-huh.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Does it surprise you?
No.
No.
Not at all.
There you go.
I'm going to build a house to carry with me.
Your game, you give love a bad name. You give love a...
A what?
That's the Mermot song.
that's the Mermot song? You give love a bad name?
That's the Mermot song.
Oh, brother. Here we go. This is how things get started. You see that spiral out of control. Well, thanks, John. Thanks for making this show interesting. Y'all don't even want to know.
Vios con Dios.
Y'all don't even want to know. Okay. So we'll meet you here back tomorrow. Okay. Same time, same bat channel. And we'll have good grief. And we'll have, if I'll survive, we'll have more for you. Okay. All righty then. Good Lord. I didn't say it. Did you hear me say it? I didn't say it.
Delete that.
I'm not deleting anything because I didn't say anything.
Seriously.
Vios con Dios.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23. Where it says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord. So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, but God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. It also says in Romans 10:13, for whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.